Blog Talk Radio.
HD Keys, repping Shadow Diamonds Global Entertainment. Shouting out my big dog, K Diddy. Yeah, dog, get it. Drop another one. I am Andy.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy, K Diddy, and you're listening to I Am Indie, you know, the show for independence. We got a hell of a show scheduled for you today. We have R&B, jazz, sensationalist, vocalist, Charlotta Broom, that goes by Charlie Starr, will be joining us shortly. And we're going to discuss the music business and do what we do. What day is it? Woo woo! Oh, you know what day it is. It's hump day. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to bless your ears with some new music. We're going to talk about the good old music business and see what's going on in your world. You know? So hang in, stay tuned with us, and we'll be right back. Our girl, Charlie Starr, live and in the building.
Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky are like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now. Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky are like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now.
Five. Yo, I'm already grown, but it's hard to be like a man that I've never known. It's hard to change a picture of this man that I've grown, but I open up my arms like welcome to my home. Well, at least that's what I tell them, but before I say bye, the niggas already gone. So I take them on my heart, but I store them in my phone. I don't really need them, but my sister's feeling all alone. Yeah, and it's the same old song. The only time he calls is when he asking for a loan. I always say yeah, cause I love him and I'm strong. But I hate the fact he only say he love me on the phone. And I've done this on my own, I've become my own man. And you can write that on my stone. I put that on my sons, well should I say my clones. And my daughters need their fathers so they'll never be alone. I did this shit right cause he only showed me wrong. And I just snatched it off my chest and then I placed it on the phone. Before I noticed the pain, the memory is gone. My kids took away my kids, but placed me on the throne. Now I'm in my zone, a old school feel like the 64 Impala or the 83 Brougham. A nigga still smile when the memory is gone. But a nigga still cry if I think about my mom. And that's a whole nother story. Try to visualize the past, but this shit is kinda blurry. The brown paper bags, and you touching on the 40. I'm touching on the promise, gotta lie to my sister. My brother need his father, but he turned to his brother. So I turned to the street to take the pressure off my mother. I did this for my kids, nieces, nephews, and my cousins. But before they feel my pain, man, fuck it, I will suffer. Cause I'm a little tougher, raised by the gutter, Louisville slugger. Thanks to my moms, and I swear I really love her. And I love my pops the same, and I say that no stutter. But now I'm getting older, my pops is getting older, but he thinks he's getting younger. I put the bullshit aside and place it in my folder. Well, leave it where it's at and take the pressure off my shoulders and them demons off my back. My head's all clear, my kids getting bigger. My pops starting to feel like he's more like my nigga. My sister's starting to feel like I'm more like a father. My brother had a daughter, and I'm just being me for my grown man issue. Your life is moving fast, a lot of tears and no tissue. Nobody on your side when your cash is an issue. Or when you crash and the pressure of the smash don't kill you. But they say, but don't kill you, make you stronger. A marriage gone bad, it's like living in a coma. No signs are getting better, but we scared to pull the plug. We just living in the moment, or maybe it's the love. Well, the love is our kids, and my eyes won't lie, so I hide them with my lid. I deal with the drama, I can walk away from them, cause if I walk away from them, then I'm walking out their life. And if I'm walking out their life, then I'm making room for him. And it's no working out, it's all weight with no gym. Yeah, and maybe that's my best move. Sketch out the rest of my life like a cartoon. My new chick must have knocked her off a pedestal, cause child support, sell a checkmate like a check move. But here I stand, my reflection show a hell of a man. And let's pretend that
airplanes in the night sky like shooting stars. I can really use a wish right now, wish right now.
everybody. What's up? What's up? It's your boy K. Diddy back in the building. That was my boy Moss with his Redemption of Airplane. I think everybody can relate to some of those lyrics right about now because we all experiencing something, something, somewhere, somewhere. You know what I'm saying? I think our guest has arrived today. Miss Charlie Starr's in the building, and we're going to be discussing what's going on in her world with her music. Very talented young lady. Charlie, you with us?
Yes, I am. How are you doing?
I'm blessed. I can't say too blessed to be stressed, but I'm blessed. How are you doing today?
I hear you. I'm blessed, too. It's another great day.
Yeah. Well, he gave us this day, so, you know, we definitely got to make the most of it. You know what I mean?
That's right. Live it to the fullest.
Got to make the most of it, boy, and hopefully we can touch and bless somebody else out there. Well, welcome to the show. Glad to have you
Thank
with
you.
Us today. You know, and I know who you are. Let's let our listeners who know who you are, at least the ones that don't know. The ones
exactly.
that don't know, we're going to make them know, huh?
Exactly. Make noise today.
Yeah, we're going to make a lot of noise, and we're going to bless the eardrums, too, with some of your music. But tell our listeners, you know, where you hail from, where you come from, who are you?
I hail from Ohio, the funk capital of the world, under Mr. Marshall Jones. He was my mentor and still is, as a matter of fact. I talk to him daily. I grew up in the greater Miami Valley. That's what they call it. But it was always something in the water. That's what they say. A lot of singers and musicians from there.
Why they call it, what do you say, the Greater Miami Valley?
Yeah.
What do they call it?
The Greater, all the water around, a lot of water in that valley.
Oh, okay.
The thing is, there's something in the water because they produce so many singers and musicians. It must be what we drink.
Oh, okay, I got you. I was just trying to figure it out. I thought, you know, it could have been some other meaning. It might have been somebody. Could have been somebody floating in the water or something. I don't know.
No. We hope not. I haven't seen or heard anything like that.
Oh, okay. Well, you can come from a good place then, because I'll be hearing about it everywhere. But
Oh, no.
So
I love it out here, though.
Okay. Well, what made you decide to get into this business that we hold so dear?
As a child, I listened to my mom sing jazz and play classic piano, and my dad was a recording artist that I traveled with very heavily, a gospel recording artist on United Artists Records, and he was a singer, and I just fell in love with listening to him. So I started singing. Music was all around me. I mean, I got 7 brothers and sisters all together. There's 4 boys and 3 girls, and we all played, we all sang. So that was my calling.
So everybody played in the family. Did you guys ever play as a group like some of these other families?
We did. We were younger, but everybody split off into different genres of music. That's what it is. Everybody had different love. My younger brother right now, he's playing with a band called Fire the Drummer, and they're like hardcore rock.
So okay.
Everybody's in different genres. Yeah, my younger sister stuck with gospel. That's where she wants to be. My older sister doesn't play anymore. She works for the government, and she should. She's got a great voice also. My older brother, he still plays, and the younger brother plays with the other younger brother. There's 2 younger brothers that play together. They play in Fire the Drummer. So it's just different genres.
Wow. And you decided to go through, the R&B, jazz.
I like R&B and funk and jazz, yeah. It's more or less what I feel. I like soul. Something from the soul. Marshall taught me how to channel my inner me into song.
And that's
thank
heavy.
God.
That's heavy because a lot of people don't know how to channel their inner self and nothing.
Well, I had to calm down. I was very high strung, and it took him a minute. You know, he said, we need to get you grounded. So he took me on a bunch of trips and, you know, to see a lot of famous artists and go places I've never been, like the Grammys. I walked the red carpet. That was totally blew my mind. He introduced me to all his friends and the after parties and everything. And I got to see that a lot of people in the genre of jazz, soul, are very grounded. They're not really high strung. They're very grounded and they're humble. That's what he wanted me to see.
They have another side, not the entertainer, the public side, but the humble down earth side.
To actually a person, and they're just laid back. They're laid back, honest. They live right, they eat right. You know, they love to travel. They're nice to everybody, because I felt at home with everyone he introduced me to. I mean, even though they were the top, the cream of the crop in music business, everybody was just so laid back. I thought, you know, everybody was going to be high strung.
Who would you say is one of the most down to earth people that you've had the pleasure of meeting?
Well, we met, and it was really crazy how we met him. We met Big Boy, which was part of the Andre 2000. What would they call it? Outkast.
Outkast.
Outkast. Big Boy. The there's Andre, and then there's Big Boy. Mm-hmm. And he was very laid back. Then he took me, and I met Natalie Cole on the red carpet. She's very laid back. John Legend is so laid back. I just couldn't believe it. Clive Davis was very, 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 very laid back. He was almost like an uncle, you know?
Hmm.
No one treated you as if you were, you know, a no talent or as if you were someone they didn't know. Everybody welcomed you with open arms. It was a warm atmosphere. I loved it.
Well, I guess it helped a lot because you had a proper introduction, too.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know, you didn't actually walk in with the janitor.
No, I walked in with Marshall. Marshall was in love with my mom. Let's just get it out there. He thought my mom was the most beautiful woman he'd ever met.
Well,
she was already married.
Well, you know, you can't still deny beauty. You know, and I can understand if
your
mother looks anything like you, then I can understand.
I'm like half the beauty she was.
Oh, wow.
She was tall, statuesque woman, and she was very humble, quiet in her speech. She kept everybody laughing, though. And Marsha was her best friend. They talked all the time.
Well, a beautiful woman with a sense of humor. Those are kind of hard to find.
Yeah, they are. I'm a bit of a comedian myself.
Yeah, those are kind of hard. Right?
You know what? You learn that life is, don't take it that serious. Just live it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be that serious. In their trials and tribulations that you go through in life, it taught me that this is the most beautiful thing, wake up every day and be able to sing a song. I love it.
Huh. That's a wonderful thing. That's a wonderful outlook to get up in life and get up in the morning and have the spirit to even want to sing a song. A lot of people get up in the morning. Unfortunately, they get up in the morning so hooked up and hung up on survival, they really don't see the beauty that's around them, you know?
Exactly. Exactly. Since I've been in San Diego, I don't think a day goes by that I don't see something very beautiful out here. It's just from the plants, the people, the different cultures. I mean, I've been all over, and it's just beautiful to me out here. I can't imagine being anywhere else right now. This is my home now, and I love it.
That's some powerful stuff to say, because I don't know where I want to be right now, just somewhere.
I mean, the weather. It never snows. Oh, my God.
I love the snow. Would you say it never snows? I love the snow.
I love the snow as long as I'm not in it.
Oh, okay. You like looking at it somewhere else, huh?
Yeah, as long as I'm not in it. I like to wear the summer clothes year-round, you know? The smell of the flowers. I love that. And the fresh fruit and vegetables out here is crazy.
I'm complaining because we don't have seasons like we used to.
Oh, there used to be seasons out here?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we used to have a spring, summer, fall, and winter. Right now, you don't know how it's going to be when you leave the house in the morning.
Oh, it's beautiful, though, every day.
Well,
it doesn't rain, but that's cool.
But that's my point. I mean, we used to have rain. It used to be a lot greener when we had more water.
Oh, okay.
So I'm
the water's changed.
Yeah, the whole thing. You know, that's what I'm saying. Things are not like they used to be. That's why we have so many fires and stuff like that. You know, we have
more brown
stuff than green stuff because of the lack of that.
I don't know. I've seen a lot of green. Maybe because I haven't been here that long. I've only been here a year. Long enough to plant my feet and start to hit the ground running.
We'll travel inland a little bit more, and you might have to rethink that.
Oh, I can't. I don't think I can do that. It's very hot inland. I love
you
it along the water.
Listen to you. You want to stay right there by the water, but okay.
Exactly.
That's not a proper judge of the climate, that one little spot. You got to kind of move around a little bit.
I've been to Palm Springs. Very hot.
Oh, yeah, that's
very
the desert. It's supposed to be hot.
Yeah, I've been to the high desert, you know. Yeah, it's very hot.
So listen to what you're saying. The desert. If you went to the desert and told me it was cold and all that other stuff, which it does, though, I would say, okay, well, it don't supposed to really do that. But the desert's supposed to be hot and dry.
Right. Monterey's beautiful. I've been to Monterey. San Francisco is gorgeous. And they do have, like, a winter because it was very cold when I went in February to San Francisco.
Well, that's one place to me it's kind of cold all the time, though, because that water comes right
up. The water's
out. Right off
exactly,
the
water never gets warm.
Never, ever.
You know, you guys have every terrain in this one state. You got the mountains. You got the flatlands. You have snow up north. You have the tropical areas down south. I mean, it's everything in this one state. Yeah, who could ask for more? And you have the serious music here. I mean, everywhere I go, every studio I go, there's something new I learn. I was hanging out with Trees of Interscope, who did a lot of rap, but he's a classic pianist. A lot of people don't know that because he does a lot of rap work. And I hang out with Linda Thomas, and we went to a couple of studios. She used to be a Bride of Frankenstein.
Okay.
She was in L.A., and she's taken me to a lot of studios up in Burbank, at Curves Music Studio, as a matter of fact. He's a keyboardist that is a Grammy Award winner also. And I'm telling you, the music scene here is really nice. It's more of a industry music here than there is in Ohio. Everybody's playing in Ohio, but they're not trying to actually make it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Trying to go to clubs and play in clubs, where out here people are making records, and that's the reason I moved here.
That's kind of the same mentality they have going on in Vegas. You know, that's why I kind of left out of Vegas and came back this way, because you know all the talent. And don't get me wrong, Vegas have some mad crazy musicians. You know, and a lot of our successful entertainers live in Vegas. But the mindset of the musician entertainers in Vegas, they all want to be a lounge act. They don't have the desire to want to do records and tours and stuff like that. They just want to get a job at a casino and call it a day.
Wow, and that to me lets the public down, because if you're not creating and putting something new out, how are we bringing the kids into the music scene? You could sing one song that would turn a kid's life around and they turn out to be like this great musician or great singer. We have to give something before it continues to grow.
Right. And that's kind of like what we were kind of hitting on earlier. There's really not a garden or a growing pond for singers like
right.
these. you know, like they used to be. I guess it's a lot easier to do rap and hip-hop than it is to learn a melody or a song, you know. But I don't know. Hopefully they will change the economy and get back to, you know, the music like it was. And we'll get some of these music programs, you know, back in the schools. So we'll have that, you know, breeding ground for the new singers and for the new generation.
Exactly. You
know, so we'll have music so, you know, we can continue, you know, reproduce music. I mean, because other than that, we're going to end up with a whole generation of hip-hop artists, which, you know, again, I love what their contribution to the industry.
I do, too.
But think about it. Think about it if that's all you had to listen to, period.
Well, then I would be buying old-school records and stuff like they're doing now.
Yeah, I guess that's
so. We listen to oldies radio. We listen to all kinds of radio, but most of the older stuff because, I mean, you had Natalie Cole, you had Aretha Franklin, you had Sade, you had just so many, Angela Winbush. I mean, the list of singers, Stephanie Mills, just female after female after female, then male after male after male. You had Stevie Wonder and you had Donny Hathaway. You know, it was just so much. Lou Rawls. We need that again. We need that again. We need the newer generation. And those of us who can sing and should teach.
Right. Definitely teach. Definitely should teach because they definitely should pass that on. Because like, common sense will tell you, if they don't get it from somewhere, if they're not getting it from the schools, they got to get it from the home. And unfortunately, a lot of parents they don't have the wherewithal, the money to give them private lessons. So they got to get it from somewhere. I mean, I see our country spending all kind of stupid money to save somebody else's country, but they're not looking at what's happening to
inward.
Here, inward, you know.
Yes.
And that's crazy.
That's true. Our children are suffering. They need more of the scholastic. I'm talking about America. They need more of the scholastics to learn to sing and to be themselves. Because there's so many that are born singers, born musicians. They don't have the vehicle to get them there, though. They don't know how. They want it,
you know,
but they don't know how to get it.
I told some parents, too, the other day. You know, we were just having just a general conversation. And, you know, the little son was in the background. You know, he was trying to sing, trying to do, you know, his little thing. And I heard the mama say, "Boy, get out of here with that noise."
Oh, no.
And I had to tell her, I said, "Listen, that boy might have been in there trying to sing his heart out. You never know. You know what I mean? You know, and you don't really know what you just did. You're not encouraging him. You know, you could have said something a little bit different or something, but if you continually put somebody down like that, you're really stifling their growth. It may not seem like it to you, but,
exactly.
You know, that's exactly what you're doing. You know what I mean? I'm sure you worked all day and you worked hard and, you know, your nerves might be a little on edge, but think about that, you know. He's trying.
That's right.
He might be trying to learn. And you telling him it's garbage, it's noise, get out of here with that racket. Think about what you're saying.
Buy him a microphone and one of those little karaoke machines. See what he wants to do and get him some records to go into karaoke. See what genre he wants to go. Get him a little recorder so he can record himself singing. Let him learn.
You know, once,
a lot of
once
people
I brought,
learn that way.
You know, once I brought that to attention, you know, she said, "You know what, Mama, you're right. You know,
exactly.
You're right." Because if every parent put their kid down without encouraging them and without trying to lift them up, without trying to give them some support or guidance or direction, they've already lost before they even get to their schools.
They're defeated. The one person that's supposed to lift them up has totally torn them apart.
Totally. But
with
I have
the
one
grace
of your
God. Okay.
Go ahead. I was going to say, I got one of your songs queued up, ready to go, so our listeners could put their ear on Charlie Starr.
Okay.
And here we are.
Okay.
Say okay. Okay.
I love that song. I love them all.
If any of our callers just call in, you know, we're kicking it live with Miss Charlie Starr, and if you would like to speak to her, we would be glad to have you. I mean, call in number 347-308-8747. I see the switchboard is lit up, and I guess people just want to ride along and listen, and that's good, too. We're glad to have you able to do that. But as I like to say, turn the air conditioner up, let the window down, and turn the sounds up, and put your ear on this. This is Miss Charlie Starr.
paragraph was just too deep. I got out of his car after he called me crazy, y'all, and just walked on up the street. Didn't even go in my home. See, it took 16 years for me to see. There's beauty in some smile that lasts.
Miss Charlie Starr, that was hot.
Thank you. That was my ex-boyfriend and I. He's Dante Taylor. He was the bass player for Sun. Mm-hmm. We recorded that together. Came out beautiful. He's up in the high desert right now recording. That those songs are, they touch my heart. That's from Songs from the Soul CD.
So that's out already?
No, that's the name of the CD that we did called Songs from the Soul. I want to put it out. I'm just being careful. Everything's copywritten, so I don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about that off the air, but I definitely love that song.
Thank you.
What was the inspiration behind it? I know most singers write. I know singers write from some life experiences.
Yeah, I've known him since he was 17, and we've crossed paths in different bands. I mean, all through our musical careers. I got divorced from my husband, and we had a chance to get together and do music. So I talked about our whole experience that we went through the whole time.
Oh, okay.
So that's what it's from. It's a true story, because he was intense.
Between musicians, huh?
Yes, sir.
Now, was he supposed to tell the world that?
I can, because I'm not married right now.
I was just wondering.
I work for his cousin right now. And his cousin's like, you guys need to put that music out.
Yeah, that was definitely a really nice song. Definitely that.
Definitely. That was a great experience. Working with him, we did the CD, which has 12 songs on it in 1 month. I mean, it was just flowing that easy. So, and then my mom perished during the time, and, you know, I became a little inward, you know, when you lose somebody.
Definitely. I can definitely relate to that experience. I've had some kind of family.
But he and I remain good friends. There's no bad vibes at all. Everything's good.
Well, it's always good not to burn bridges, because you never know who you may need and when you may need them, and that's something that people...
You know, I don't do that. I genuinely love everybody I meet. I haven't met any one person that I don't like. I don't have any enemies. I make new friends daily. I wake up happy. That's my thing. And I go to sleep happy.
You need to put that in a bottle, and let's try to sell that. Let's sell some liquid happy.
Yeah, that's what all my friends, you're always laughing. I can't help it. I am so happy to just be alive and be able to sing. That's my whole life. A lot of people don't get to do these things in life.
Right. They don't get to do what they truly enjoy. Well, we got another song here queued up before you, Charlie. Too Late. You ain't getting rid of another ex, are you?
That was my ex-husband. That was inspired. That was the last. I recorded that on his birthday. It was a lot of things going on. he was in Dayton.
We gonna let our listeners put their ears on this, because we gonna feel your heart on this one.
Okay.
Hey, this is Too Late by Miss Charlie Starr. Y'all put your ears on this.
Rising.
K Diddy, what it do? It be your boy named Fix, reppin' Shadow Diamonds, Global ENT. I want to give a shout out to I Am Indie Radio Station. Big up to all my independent labels, yo, getting that independent money. Hey, yo, drop that next track.
Yeah, yeah, everybody, we back. You listen to K Diddy and I Am Indie with our guest today, Miss Charlie Starr.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you? That was a good one. You know that song came to me in a dream? I woke up with that song. Crazy.
Well, tell us about that one. I mean, what kind of dream was that?
I was in a good place. I mean, you know, the producer is my ex-husband, Craig Robinson of Dayton. He played with the band Dayton, which was a good group. They had Hot Fun in the Summertime. Great producer, still a great producer, father of my two daughters. Just, I woke up one day, we lived on a farm. It was so crazy, musicians on a farm. And I woke up, my wolf was making noise outside, and I heard the word in my head that said, Precious Rising. So I just hurried up and got a micro cassette player and sung the whole song down verbatim. It was crazy.
Wow.
It was just a crazy day, and we recorded it the next day. He was like, that's an awesome song. I mean, he didn't care what the message was. He just liked the song.
Well, did he think about the message later? By
when we got divorced.
You didn't play it for him, did you?
Yeah, he was in the studio. He was the guitar player on the song. He was right there in the studio. The guy, Dean Hammonds of he played with Dayton also, and he played for Sun, the keyboardist. He was. We were at his studio, and he kept looking at him. He goes, are you listening to these words? He didn't care. He just like, one thing I can say about my ex-husband, all he cared about is a hit. He didn't care where you pulled it from, long as it's a good song. And that's one thing I can say about him. He's on the road right now with Lakeside. He's a guitar player for Lakeside right now. He's been here a couple times. Yeah. He doesn't care. He lives music. He plays everything. He sings. He writes. You know, he can read charts. Great musician. Just we went in different directions, and we remained friends, though.
And that's powerful within itself right there, because so many times people don't, you know, remain friends. So that's a wonderful thing right there. I guess that's, a compliment or a tribute to both of you guys, actually, that you guys are definitely big enough and mature enough and can move on like that without doing, you know, the crazy, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, that to me, there is nothing in being crazy that I can use. It's a useless emotion to be crazy. If you let yourself go there and get angrier and be crazy and lose it, then you probably need help. I don't want to live my life like that. I think it's a powerful thing to be alive. Beautiful out here.
Testament to your powerful, beautiful spirit that I hear in you, and I hear it in your music. You know?
Yeah, I love music. I write all my own lyrics because that's where I come from. I come from the writing side and the singing side of it all. I know not to step over anybody, even though I play E flat alto saxophone also. I like the groove in the saxophone. I don't know what it is.
Do you still pick it up and play?
Uh-huh. Yeah. I go out and play every once in a while.
Okay.
They have jam sessions here in San Diego all over the place.
Huh. Yeah, we're going to have to hear you play the sax one of these days because that was my first instrument.
Oh, I love it. B-flat alto?
No, I was on a tenor. But, you know, I had to work my way up to tenor, you know what I mean? So I had went through all that, you know, the clarinet and all that little stuff. But I have a whole lot of
My mom wanted me to play the flute, I just couldn't do it. She said, that horn's too big for you. I was in the third grade. I think I weighed 62 pounds. The horn was as big as I was. I was going to play that. I like the sound. I love the sound. You have to love what you're doing or you won't want to do it. And I had to tell her that. My dad was like, just let her have it.
Well, that's how I was, about the piano. I didn't want to play no piano because my aunt was a piano player in the church and they kept trying to make me play keyboards, but I didn't want to do that stuff because everybody I saw playing the keyboards back then in my era, their wrist was broke. I didn't want to do that. You know?
Exactly.
Give me some manly shit. I don't want to do that. So I fought it forever. And then, you know, they made me learn, you know, the fingering, you know, they made me learn that. And then I found out it wasn't that hard, you know, to utilize that with the saxophone, you know what I mean?
Exactly, so, exactly. They're so basically the same.
Basically the same. But I hated that piano back then. I didn't want to do what them little old guys did with all them old funny hairdos and funny colors.
I wouldn't teach me to play the piano. I wanted to. She was teaching my younger brother, who ended up being a guitarist. And because
cool.
He didn't want to
cool
do it.
Cool for women.
Yeah,
cool.
She woke us up, though, with classical music. In the morning, we woke up to classical music playing. She'd play in the mornings. And it was a great way to teach your child. I learned that and started playing classical music for my children also when they were young. It's a calming. I don't know why, but they're awfully calm when you do that.
Well, I think if you can play classical, do you agree with this? If you can play classical music and if you can play jazz, you can play anything in the world?
Exactly. I love jazz. That is probably the cornerstone of my music. I have to send you some of my gospel. I do sing gospel. I go to church with a few friends sing, and usually the churches want me to join. I try to stay neutral because I'm non-denomination because my mom was Catholic and my dad was Baptist. Whew, what a mix.
Yeah, total mix. Well, we got up and away. Up and away.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to have our listeners put their ear on this. This is another cut by Miss Charlie Stark, beautiful vocalist. It's called Up, Up, and Away. Y'all put your ears on this one. We'll be right back with Miss Charlie Stark.
Me with low,
the building with Up and Away.
Yes, sir.
And again,
that's also produced by Dante Taylor.
And again, I say to you, without sounding redundant, you know, you definitely have a beautiful spirit, and you could definitely hear it in your music. You know, just have this light, airy, angelic, smooth sound about it.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I want to definitely
live
shout
daily.
Out my. I want to give a shout, quick shout out to my partner in crime, Mr. Tweed Cadillac, who made us acquainted. You know, my partner in crime. So definitely ride through to check him out tomorrow on IMND right here. I'm going to have to definitely buy an extra Big Mac for this one. Yeah, I'm definitely going to have to take care of him for this one. So that's my buddy, though.
Yeah.
Caller 661, you're on live.
Yeah, you're going to have to take care of me. This is Tweed. I wasn't going to say nothing. I was just enjoying the new Sade. You know what I mean? Charlie Starr, you sound, man, so close to Sade. I mean, just the vibe and the feel of it all. Man,
right.
You all right, man. I wish you all the luck in the world.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I'm glad you were able to come through, man. I mean, God, the music is just phenomenal, you know, and I'm going to do whatever I can to try to help you as well. You have a beautiful sound, man.
Thank
you.
I appreciate that.
You came up with that.
I appreciate good music, and you damn sure deliver it.
Thank you. I just love music. That's what I attribute it to, and God.
I could tell. I love your spirit as well. Make sure you tell Marshall that his nephew from California, Tweed Cadillac, say hello.
Oh, okay. Oh, get on my Facebook.
Am I on your Facebook?
You might be. Marshall's on my Facebook. Go through Marshall.
That's who I'm telling you to talk to. When you see him, tell him I said, what's up?
Okay. I'm out here in California also.
I know. I heard you're in San Diego. I've been there, done that.
Yes, sir.
Gas
okay.
lamp.
Well, okay.
Beautiful. You guys have a wonderful time.
Thank you.
All right, man. Thanks for calling in, boy. Go ahead and plug your show tomorrow. I already did it, but do it again.
Oh, okay. Tomorrow's guest will be the Royal Court from the Miss Compton 2014 Beauty Pageant, along with the director and founder, Miss Shanice McKinley. So it's going to be a kid-friendly show for uplifting of all young females. That'll be 7 o'clock p.m. tomorrow Pacific time. Make sure you tune in, 93.2 FMism. Thank you so much, sir.
Absolutely. Right here on IMND. So y'all tune in. Check that out tomorrow. All
I will
right.
definitely tune in on that.
Yeah, back to you. And I definitely want to thank you 10, 50,000 times for taking time out of your busy schedule to come and, you know, join us today and, you know, bless our listeners with your music. So I know as well, you know, great, great, great things in the very, very near future for you.
Thank you.
Uh-oh, where you go? Where you go? I don't hear you. Anyway, I know we have a little technical difficulties, but I know she'll be right back here with us. But definitely, I couldn't think of another female vocalist, but my partner in crime, he came up with this young lady that sounds somewhat similar, but Charlie Starr, beautiful vocalist, and I definitely like her
Thank
spirit.
You.
Right on cue, definitely. So definitely come back and join us in the near future.
I
and
will.
Give us the opportunity to play some of your music and let our listeners hear and know more about you. And if you got any engagements, any performances coming up anywhere, anytime soon, you know, definitely let us know about that because we want to be in the front row.
Thank you. I definitely want to do some Christmas stuff with you.
Oh, since you got a brand new fan now, yeah. So we definitely gonna talk about the Christmas album, you know, because I've been putting that off for years. But I actually started last year compiling songs for the Christmas CD because every other label that I know have a Christmas CD. So I said, definitely.
Exactly.
World Movement got to put its stamp on a Christmas CD, you know, with our flavor, because I like you, I come from music, so.
Exactly. Yeah. I can tell.
I want to put a CD together that's going to stand the test of time. You know, I want some standards. I guess that's the operative word. I want some standards,
yeah.
Something that people are going to be singing and playing 20 years from now. You know, like the Donny Hathaway or like, you know, the Temptations CD, you know, where 20 years from now people are going to go buy it. You know, I buy those same CDs every year because I lose them right after the holiday.
I do too. My kids
came even
from me.
I can't even tell you how many times I done bought the Whispers.
I bought Nat King Cole,
you know,
I think, 4 times, and I think my sister got
too.
Me on those.
You know, that too. I can't tell you how many times that I buy these same Christmas year after year, because right after the first of the year, I done misplaced them somewhere, but then I go buy them again. So that's what I want people to do with ours.
Yes. Make it something that's going to last, stand the test of time.
Yes. That's what I want to do with ours, and it will. And again, my dear, I want to thank you so, so, so very much. I know I enjoy speaking with you. You definitely have a beautiful spirit, and I know we're going to be talking very, very soon. And I know my listeners definitely enjoyed your music, and I could tell because, you know, the switchboard has been lit up, but sometimes people like to call and listen, you know what I mean?
Great.
Which is good, because I believe we learn more by listening instead of running our mouth. hint to some people, but. I didn't say that to nobody in particular, you know, it's just our opinion, you know what I'm saying, and we can have
exactly.
Our opinion. We can have our opinion. So don't take it personal if the shoe fit to anybody out there. Anyway.
That's hilarious.
Again, my dear, thank you so, so, so much. And let us know what's going on.
Thank you.
Come back and check on us and holler at us soon, you know.
Okay, I will. Thank you for the opportunity to be a part of your show.
Oh, it was our pleasure. And like I said, you will be hearing from us in the very, very, very near future.
Okay. Have a blessed day.
You're my friend now.
All right. You're my friend now.
So you can't go nowhere. You're my friend now.
Well, then, my friend, this is what I always say to everybody. I say, thank you from Charlie Starr, living life with love and a smile.
Yeah. All right, then. And we're going to do some music. Absolutely.
Yes, sir. I'm ready.
Let's do it. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
I am. I've had one already. Be blessed. I got to get back to work.
All right. You've been working. What you think we've been doing?
Exactly. This is the work I like, though.
I feel you. All right. Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
This is Sweetie Love from Sweet Friends, and you're listening to... This is Sweetie Love coming to you live in total bliss. You are listening to the best of I Am Angie on Blog Talk Radio with your host, K. Diddy. Ciao.
Without your touch, I've been lost without the things I love. Without
That's all, folks.